now that you have your way. Take control of every word that I shall speak, every thought that I shall think, every breath that I shall exhale, to take control, Father. Bless the people. Open their hearts and spirit to what you shall pour forth. In thy Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Welcome to Brothers of the Word, because, brother, you need the Word. Last week, God spoke after that sermon, the sermon of the reluctant king. He said, "You are finished with the reluctant king." And I asked God, I said, "Lord, what's next?" And for the first time, God said, "You choose it." And I had been studying some principles called the billionaire principles. And I wanted to teach about this. And I said, "Lord, I want to teach on the billionaire principles." And then I thought back, and I emailed Prophet Dexter. I said, "Prophet Dexter, you came up to me after the sermon last week, and you said something." I said, "What was it exactly that you told me God said?" And Prophet Dexter emailed back. He said, "God spoke one word to me during the sermon on last week. And that one word was billionaire." Now, I have gotten four independent prophecies from different prophets that all said virtually the same thing, which was God said that you're not going to be a millionaire. Because first of all, I already am a millionaire. I'm already worth several million dollars right now. And God says, I got four different prophecies where God says, not millionaire, but billionaire with a B. And I wanted to begin teaching a series just dealing with the billionaire principles. And when I saw Prophet Dexter's email come back that the one word God spoke was billionaire, I said, "Lord, you told me to choose it, but you already knew what I was going to choose. And you sent it through Prophet Dexter to confirm the message of the next series. But this is an unusual series, and I'm just going to introduce it today because I'm not allowed to even talk about any of the principles today because there are some requirements that go along with it. It's unusual. And there are several things that God has spoken that shall be with the series. First of all, it's not going to be streamed live. So for those of you who are watching it on Facebook, for those of you who are streaming it over Ustream or listening by audio through TuneIn on your app, the series, The Billionaire Principles, will not be televised. You know, there was a song years ago back in my early years entitled, "The Revolution Will Not Be Televised." The Billionaire Principles will not be televised. God says you shall not stream it live. It's not going on television. It's not even going to be put on the web until I say so. So it's different. The only way you're going to be able to get the billionaire principles, you've got to come here physically to the ark. Now, it's unusual, but God has often instructed me in some unusual stuff before. When I went to the makeup room to get prepared for the sermon today, the hairstylist, Avid, was there, and Aphrodite, the makeup artist, she said, "Tell Pastor what you told me earlier today." And he meant to talk to me. He said, "Well, I was getting ready to go on a detox, and I wanted to find the best detox to take, and I researched it, and I went in the health food store and asked them, and the best detox that I found is just working phenomenal. It's this product called The Cleaner." And he was telling Aphrodite that about how wonderful The Cleaner was and how he had been recommending to all of his friends and just telling folk about it. And Aphrodite said, "You do know that's Pastor's company's product, don't you?" He said, "No, I don't know. I didn't know that." And so when he told me that, I said, "Yeah, that's my company's product. But that thing came out of obedience to God. It had to do with when God told me 10 years ago. He said, 'I want you to teach a health seminar for 3 nights. and you shall charge a minimum of $29.95 to get in. We had never done anything like that. Everything we had at the church had always been absolutely free. We sent tapes out back in the day before downloads were popular. We sent tapes out. We would send hundreds of tapes out every month, absolutely free. So when God told me, charge a minimum of $29.95 just for people to get into a health, it went against everything I'd been doing, but I was obedient. It was out of that seminar that the cleaner came that now does multiple millions of dollars of sales every single year. Obedience to God has blessings. So when God told me about the billionaire series, he says, you shall not stream this live. It shall not be placed on the web until I tell you. It shall not go on TV. So for those of you who are watching this on television, you're going to see this same introduction every week until the session is finished. This is the first Sunday in June. The billionaire principles will be a minimum of 10 principles. And these 10 principles will take me through the middle or end of August to preach. So you have an opportunity to come here live and be exposed to it live. See, there's some things, and I said, Lord, I was trying to ask God, well, why don't you want it streamed live? Why can't the people just watch it on TV? Let me tell you something. Have you all ever seen a Bentley commercial on television? Have you ever seen a Rolls Royce commercial on television? You know why? Because the people who buy Bentleys and Rolls Royces don't watch television. That's why. Have you ever seen a Rolls Royce or a Bentley commercial on Facebook? You see plenty of commercials and plenty of ads. Have you ever, you've seen plenty of Fords and Chevrolets and all. Have you ever seen a Rolls Royce or Bentley commercial on television or Facebook? No, because the people who run and control the world don't watch those media. So God said, look, if I'm going to have you to teach the billionaire principles, they're going to first of all have to get in the billionaire mode. And the billionaire mode is not stretched out watching it on television. That's not the billionaire mode. The billionaire mode, the billionaire gets up and goes to where the stuff is, no matter where it is. My last seminar that I went to for 3 days, I flew to California for the seminar. 6 months prior to that, I flew to Texas for 3 days for the seminar. I paid $3,000 for 3 days of seminar, but I got taught by all kinds of people, and it became worth it. It's the billionaire mindset. See, the poor mindset is, I want it free. The billionaire mindset, it's worth it. It's more than worth it. I'll pay for it. I'll go. I'll put the time, the money, and the energy to go to it. I've got a friend of mine here from college that I graduated with. His name is Earl Boyd. He's president of the company called theprimegroup.net. He's a business consultant, and he advises and helps businesses all over the world. And I was talking with him on Thursday. And I was working with him with a business project, and God just put in my spirit, I want you to pay his expenses to come to the billionaire principles. I said, what? See, sometimes this stuff just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So I want you to pay his expenses to come to the billionaire principles. Now, Earl, I want you to stand up, and I want you to shout out the name that I've been calling you for the last few years. Shout it out.
Billionaire.
I call him that. I call him billionaire. He has a mindset. Now, I want you to notice, when he came into the church, he sat on the front row. That's a billionaire principle. That's a billionaire principle. Earl, if you wouldn't mind, would you just come and sit here? Pastor James is not here today. You're dressed for it. Just come on up here and sit on it. Because I call him billionaire, and I don't know whether or not the billionaire principles, he may be the billionaire. See, because it doesn't take but one billionaire to set you straight. And some, it's like Jesus when he went to the pool of Bethesda and there were five porches of sick folk. Jesus only healed one man. See, out of this group, I don't need to get but one billionaire. God has a destiny for us to build a 4,200-seat church. That church is going to cost probably $70 million minimum to build based on the way God has said to construct it. So I don't know whether you will be the billionaire, and one day you call me up and say, Bronner, that church you want to build, how much is it going to cost? It's about $70 million. And you may say, look, let me write you a check. Now let me tell you this. This check is not going to be good to Tuesday. Because I don't keep but about $30 million in my personal account, so I got to transfer some money over from some of my business's account to cover. I said, can you hold this $70 million check to Tuesday? I said, yes, I can. So I'm telling you, so you don't know who the billionaire is, and God may be having to do this whole series because, and see, he got on a plane from Philadelphia and flew here for this morning, and he says, I'll be at every single session. He got on a plane, so as he was going through the airport and the porter may have seen, where are you going now? I'm going to church. I'll be back this afternoon. A billionaire thinks differently from everybody else. There's a whole change of mindset. And see, I want to take your mindset for those of you who want to go to another level. And if you want to go to another level, you got to do something different and think different than the way you've been thinking. And see, our thinking, it's nothing wrong with being at a lower level economically, but it is something wrong with it if that's not where you want to be. Now, if you're satisfied, that's perfect. But if that's not where you want to be, if you're struggling, fussing, complaining about you don't have enough, and that's not where you want to be, you need to hear and you need to know the billionaire principles. For those of you who are watching or listening electronically right now and you need these principles, you got to get up and move and leave the television or your computer screen or your phone screen, and you got to travel and you got to walk in these front doors and sit your behind down right here in order to get the billionaire principle. It's not coming easy, and that's sometimes what's too wrong with the Christians. We just want stuff too easy. Sometimes you got to get up, you got to do something. I heard Kalante this morning. This is his first Sunday here full time. And he has such a powerful praise. He is so anointed. He is so gifted. But let me tell you the but. Suzanne, how long was he in here practicing the other day? 4 hours. So he is phenomenally gifted. But he was in here just 4 hours just the other day, just practicing. God will gift you with some things. He'll gift you with some talents that all of you have. But you got to work that thing. You got to sweat with that thing. You got to climb that mountain. That's why Jesus didn't teach in the valley. He taught on the mountain. So by the time you climbed up the mountain, you had worked to get the night. It doesn't come easy. God will grant you the power to get wealth. He grants all of us the power to get wealth. But we want God to put it in our hands. It's not coming like that. You got to be in here 4 hours. And people will see him and they'll think, oh, God just flows through. And he does flow through him. But them hands have been practicing 4 to 6 hours a day. It flows through him, but his hands been practicing. That voice has been practicing. So the anointing is able to come through a trained vessel. If you want $1 billion or $1 million, you're going to have to learn some principles and some knowledge beyond where you are. I was going to the movies yesterday. And I asked my lump of sugar, I said, sweetheart, you want to go to the movies with me? And she said, what you going to see? And I told my lump of sugar, I said, I'm going to see Captain Underpants. And she said, what? I said, I'm going to see Captain Underpants. She said, that's a cartoon. She said, I don't want to go see Captain Underpants. She said, I want to go see The Rock. I said, no, that's not where I'm going. So I'm going to see Captain Underpants, not The Rock. She said, I don't want to see Captain Underpants. I want to see The Rock. Now, I want you to, for those of you all who don't, put a picture of Captain Underpants on the screen. This is Captain Underpants. Now, Captain Underpants, he's a cartoon character. That's Captain Underpants. Now, put a picture of The Rock on the screen. Now, this is Dwayne Johnson, commonly known. He was a wrestler. He's now a movie star. He's commonly known as The Rock. So this is Dwayne Johnson. Now, Dwayne Johnson looks a little bit different than Captain Underpants. Now, let me tell you all this. See, some of you all's money is Captain Underpants. And you need to take your money from Captain Underpants to The Rock. But it's easy to look like Captain Underpants. You don't have to do much to look like Captain Underpants. You don't have to get up off of the sofa to look like Captain Underpants. But to look like The Rock is another level. It's another story. So we often want our money looking like The Rock, where it's strong, it's powerful, it allows us to do anything we want to do, but our money looks like Captain Underpants. It's weak, it can't have move, we got a problem with it, it's aching, we complaining about all this. In order for you to move from Captain Underpants to The Rock, you got to have proper principles, and you have to work those principles, and you have to take your world to a whole new level. And that's what the billionaire principles shall be about. Now, let me first of all deal with just some biblical stuff, because all of this is going to be biblically based. The oldest book of the Bible is not Genesis. The vast majority of biblical historians agree that the oldest book of the Bible, the first written book of the Bible, is the book of Job, not Genesis. And when you go and you study Job, the Bible says about Job, when you read it in first chapter of Job, beginning in the third verse, and he owned 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen and 500 donkeys, and had a large number of servants. He was the greatest man among all the people of the East. This is the oldest book of the Bible. So the first man and the oldest, the first verses really of Scripture, is not in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. It was in the land of Uz, there was a man named Job. And Job had all this stuff. And when I went to just calculate, how much is Job's stuff worth today? 7,000 sheep worth about $1 million. 3,000 camels are worth over $15 million, because a camel today is worth an average of $5,000, and that's not even if it's a pedigree camel, is worth more than that. So he had $15 million just worth of camels, 500 yoke of oxen worth over $4 million, 500 donkeys roughly about $750,000. Roughly just the animals that Job had in today's money would be a little bit over $20 million. That's not counting the servants, and that's not counting the land. Because, see, if you got 3,000 sheep, you got to have a lot of land for 3,000 sheep. You just can't put a sheep in an 8x10. No. You got to have a whole lot of land for 3,000 sheep, all those donkeys, all those oxen. You got to have a whole lot of land. The historical estimates of Job's total worth was somewhere between $500 million and $1 billion. The man who God began Scripture with was a billionaire. And then, after he went through all of his stuff, God doubled what he had. So the man who God began the Bible with, the oldest book in the Bible, was a billionaire. Now, New Testament is different. I don't try to jive God's word. Jesus didn't take you towards money. I don't bite my tongue on that one. I can't find it. And God even, I said, Lord, why didn't Jesus talk about getting some money? And God said, if my son had mentioned one word about the accumulation of money, it would have been the most quoted verse in the Bible. He didn't say anything. Matter of fact, Jesus said, do not store up treasure on earth where moth can rust and thieves break in. He's not even store that stuff. He said, is it hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven as a camel to eye of a needle? There's nowhere in the New Testament that really talks about the accumulation of money. Everything it says about wealth, for the most part, takes you away from it. So I'm going to deal with that in the billionaire principles to show you how you can be a billionaire and still get your behind in heaven. Because that's important. It's not easy. It's not easy being a billionaire. It's definitely not easy being a billionaire and getting in heaven. Because Jesus said, basically, and I've heard about, you know, where that had to do with the camel gate. There was a camel gate that was called the eye of a needle, and the camel had to bend. I can't find that anywhere. See, folk try to twist all kind of stuff up. No, Jesus didn't say. That's why he came back and said, with man, this is impossible. You can't get a camel through the eye of a needle. That's why because he knew folk were going to twist it up and try all kind of ways to justify all this big money. No. Jesus said, with man, it is impossible. You're only going to be able to get in that kingdom of heaven. To be honest about it, the only way you're going to be able to get in the kingdom of heaven, rich or poor, is with God. So it's not just with a rich man. It's the only way you're going to get in the kingdom of heaven, period, because you're just not going to be perfect. The only way you're going to get in there, period, is going to be with God. So I'm going to deal with this. Because I don't want to be poor getting in the kingdom of heaven. Because let me tell you some news flash. Poor folk not necessarily going to heaven either. That doesn't mean you going to heaven just because you dead, broke, and living in the ghetto. That doesn't mean you going to heaven. Now, who in the world come up with that foolishness? Now, it is perhaps more difficult when you are wealth-centered. There's no question about that. It is more difficult. But by no means does that mean you going into heaven just because you don't have any money. Don't you fool yourself with that. So my desire is to have plenty of money and go to heaven. And that's where I want to take you. But that's going to be with the billionaire principles. I don't know who this is for. But I do believe that whether you are destined to be a billionaire or not, it's going to take you to another level in your finances. And if you don't need any more money, then you don't need this series at all. If you do need some more money, you need to get off of that sofa and you need to get here. This is the first Sunday in June 2017, and I'll be preaching this series through August 2017. If you come, you can buy each message, and we'll have all of the messages on one CD in MP3 format, but every message is going to cost $10. He said, Pastor, you've never done that before. That's what God said. And I'm going to do what God said, because I have seen blessings just come out of obedience for both myself and the people who follow what he said. So every message is going to cost $10, because you spend $10 a message to anything else. You go pay a pair of shoes for $200. So you ought to be able to get knowledge that will take you to a billionaire, and if it's 10 messages, the CD is going to cost $100. This message is free. And I don't get the money. So that's one thing you do know. I don't get any money from this church. I'm one of, if not the largest contributor to the church. I don't get any of the money. I'm not going to get any of the money from the CD or MP3 sales. I don't get the money, not in material terms. But I know everything I do for the kingdom of God, God blesses me in multiple ways. You can't do anything for God and you're not paid for it. Simple as that. Because that's what his word said. His word said, look, in order for you to please me, number one, you got to believe that I am. And number two, you have to believe that I am a rewarder of them who diligently seek me. That's a requirement. So in order for me to believe in God and to even please God, I've got to believe he rewards me. If I diligently seek him and does what he says, I got to believe he's going to reward me in order for me to just make God happy. So I believe I will be rewarded for doing what God says. But we are going to begin the billionaire principles. And if Earl Boyd can catch a plane and fly out of Philadelphia, you ought to be able to come from Forest Park. And I believe he'll be blessed without question. I'll be blessed for just bringing him here. I believe God has a blessing in store for us, but he's going to bring knowledge that will help change your financial world. We get all excited when we hear about money, but we don't want to do the stuff that bring us the money in. We don't want to change our habit patterns and the things that we do to make it happen. And I just believe. How many of you all right now, and you are hungry to do better financially? How many, you're hungry to do better financially? There are quite a few, most of the hands are going up. Now, I want to give you just a quick revelation. Many of you are hungry to do better financially. And there are a whole lot of people right now who are hungry for what you got already. I want you to turn to your neighbor and tell them, somebody hungry for what you got. They're hungry right now for what you got in all kind of areas. If you're hungry for more, then you need to come where dinner will be served. Amen. And I believe God in these next few weeks, and right now I have it planned for 10, so it's going to take the full three. It'll take June, July, and throughout August, because it'll be a couple of times. And a billionaire, I'll let you know when I'm not going to be here, because I ain't going to pay for you to come hear somebody else. So I'll let you know when I'm not going to be here. But it'll be this message played over and over on television, over and over on social media. This will be the only message, because it's going to point simply to come here to the church so that you can get the true message and so that you can learn the billionaire principles. I'm just excited. That's why when I stood up for the first time, I heard God just say, just shout, just shout. And sometimes the shouting opens a door. And God can open the door, but only you can walk through the thing. He's not going to just push you through it. And see, that what we want is for God to either just push us through the door, or what most of us want is for God to just come lift us up. Lift us up and just, you know, take us through the door. Just take us through the door and then just sit us down in a chair. No. And the one thing about the ark, you have to come up steps to get into the ark. It's like on a mountain. It's not even straight. You got to climb up steps to get into the ark. It is necessary. We did the business anointing, and we did that for 5 years. And other pastors who heard that I was doing that thought I had lost my mind, because they said, you had hundreds of business people here, and you would take no offering. You would take no offering is what God told me to do. He said, don't you take a penny. Don't you take a penny. And we would not take one penny for 5 years. Yet he blessed us through one person that produced more than 100 of those years would have produced if I'd have taken an offering every time. That's why I said, when you are obedient, you may not understand it, and you all know I am going to be obedient. I'm going to do the best that I can, so it will not be, AV, do not stream any of these billionaire principle messages until that series. Don't stream it live. Don't put it up on the web, and it will not be edited for television. It'll be on the CD, so you can come here and you can actually get the CD. It will not be mailed. You got to come here to get it. You got to travel, just like I travel, to go to seminars all over the country. And it changes my mentality. People, get ready to go to another level. Whoa! Thank you for joining us today at Brothers of the Word, because, brother, you need the Word. Amen, amen, and amen.
This has been sermon number 5754, the introduction to the Billionaire Principles. The Billionaire Principles will be taught at 11 a.m. each Sunday morning, June, July, and August 2017. It will not be on television. It will not be streamed on the internet. It will not be available on the web until God dictates it. You may get full information on the Billionaire Principles by simply going to thebillionaireprinciples.com. This is a special series anointed by God. Even after the service, the rain simply poured down, and rain has always been symbolic of God's blessings. When God wanted to dry up the land, and in modern terms, what we would call depression, he caused a drought. When the depression ended, he sent the sign and the blessing of rain. And after this message, as people exited the church, it was literally pouring down rain. I believe with all of my heart that this series will bless those who are in obedience. Yes, it is rather difficult to get the series because, like so many of our other messages, and there are literally over 1,000 messages that you can download and listen to absolutely free. It is in my heart to make the Word of God easily available to you. But the billionaire principles are simply not for everyone, and you have to go through a special effort to receive this knowledge. And I do believe that it will not just be knowledge, but there is a pouring forth of an anointing that shall be upon those who are present. I hope to see you there, June, July, and August 2017 at the Billionaire Principles, each Sunday from 11 till 12:30. TheBillionaireprinciples.com. See you in billionaire land.